السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah, praise to Him and His Highness, who has sent His messengers to lead humanity to the right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the seal and final of all messengers and prophets of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his house and his companions and the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, brothers, in Islam, is a continuation of talking about some of the rules of fiqh, understanding Islam through making rules, a great effort that has been done by Islamic scholars since the first century of Hijrah. And in particular, if you want to read more about that, I have about 7 sources for this khutbah, but the 2 comprehensive ones is a book called Al-Fiqh Al-Islami wa Adillatih, the Islamic fiqh and its evidence by Wahba Mustafa Zuhaili, and it is on the internet. And the famous one called Sharh Al-Qawa'id Al-Fiqhiyya, Explanation of Fiqh Rules by Ahmed Muhammad Al-Zurqani, and he is most commonly cited by researchers. As an introduction, a reminder of what I said before, that the Islamic scholars have deducted, understood, explained, and summarized maqasid al-sharia, objectives of sharia. What does sharia all about? Of course, the first source of sharia is the Holy Quran. Second, the sahih hadiths of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, as narrated to us by his companions. If you scholars thought about all of this and grouped the rules of Allah in the book, in the Quran, and the sayings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, they grouped them into rules, groups of rules. This is the fiqh rules. Basically, they summarize them in necessities, rules about what is necessary, without which we cannot survive. Then they added needs, okay, what we need in this life. And third, tahsinat, what makes our life better. Okay. The most important one is the first one, the necessities. Rules about what is necessary for the humankind to survive, prosper in this life, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, would be happy about them, make them happy in this life, and reward them for everlasting happiness in the hereafter. They agreed, the scholars agreed, حِفْظُ الدِّينِ وَالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَقْلِ وَالنَّسْلِ وَالْمَالِ, protection of religion, self, mind, offspring, and money or fortune. When you think about each one of them, you find it's necessary. Without religion, without belief in Allah, our life is useless nonsense. And protection of the human being. The human life is sacred. And the mind. What we collect, the information we collect, how we use it. Offspring, without really protection of offspring, life would come to an end. And fortune or money. We work hard legally to get money, to get by, and to leave something for our children. And therefore, it is protected by the Sharia. That's my introduction. Today, I'll talk about a rule called Saddu Dhara'i', blocking excuses. There are excuses in life. People say, I need to do this to get there. It has to be lawful. In common language, we say the aim or the goal does not, if it is good goal, cannot be justified by bad means. To get goals, you have to use good means also. Good way to reach there. And they said, سَدُّ الذَّرَائِعْ لِدَرْءِ الْمَفَاسِدِ, blocking excuses to avoid corruption or harm. I need to do this, but this I am going to need to do may cause harm to myself, to the body, to neighbors, maybe, to the family members, to the community, then you should not do it. Even if you need to do that, you have to carry out or perform good way to reach your good goal in life. And there is another rule, says dar'ul mafasid awla min jalb al masalih. We said we have masalih, objectives. We have to protect ourselves, our minds, our money, our offspring, right? Our religion. These are the lawful objectives of life. To get there, we need to do every possible effort to make sure that it doesn't, while we are doing it, it doesn't take us away to evil means. Even if you believe that what you are doing may lead to something bad, even you need that, you should stop. أولى من جلب المصالح. You have maslaha, objective, something lawful, some interest. I need to do that. But if you are going to do something and you think this may lead to some corruption, some harm to myself, my family, my neighbors, my community, you shouldn't do it. Examples the scholars used from the Holy Quran, ayat that teach us about that. In Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 108, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم. Don't curse those who do not believe in Allah, the disbelievers, the non-believers. Why? Don't curse them. Don't say bad things about them. That's the ayah says. Why? Because they may curse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See that? In other words, you go on the attack against others who do not believe in Islam, do not believe in Allah. And that's wrong, this ayah telling you. Be careful. Actually, so many ayat, Allah is telling us, وَادْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Talk about the sake of Allah in good words, with wisdom. That's other ayat. But in this one, the opposite. Don't go on the attack against those who are different from you, particularly those who do not believe in Allah. Because if you do, then they may attack Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they may curse Allah. So it doesn't justify to you to use bad means. Don't do that. In Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 104, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم. In this ayah, if you read it, even if you know Arabic, without really reading about the context and what the Sahaba, peace be upon them, explained, you may not understand the ayah. Basically, Allah is saying, oh, you have believed, don't say ra'ina. Ra'ina means, it has several meanings, ra'ina. Don't say, look at us. Don't say, give us a favor. But say, look directly at us. That's why if you don't read about the context, you don't understand. And the disbelievers will be punished severely. The explanation. At the day or the days, this ayah was descended to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. This word ra'ina was used by the people of the book in the Medina in a bad way. And Allah saying, don't use this word. If you want the attention of the Prophet, use another word. Unzurna, look at us. So it's like in English, the word view, the word look, the word see, look and see, I think it's closer. Don't say look at me, say see me. You may think, what does it mean? Well, it's just about if a word is used in a bad way, obscene word, for example, in slang English, North Georgia English, for example, there may be an obscene word. Don't use it. That's it. That's the ayah. Be careful about what you use. In a hadith narrated by the mother of the believers, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she said, كنت أطيب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لإحرامه قبل أن يحرم ولحله قبل أن يطوف بالبيت. She said, the translation of the hadith, I used to give the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام perfume or good smelling liquid, if you will, طيب, but that is before he makes ihram, before he goes to the house of Allah and around the Kaaba. Before you do, before that, it's okay. And before he makes tawaf around the Kaaba. So in these two situations, you are devoted 100% to your Creator. There should not be anything that would contradict with that or intervene with that. Perfume may attract attention. It's good smelling. In fact, men and women are making tawaf around Kaaba together. So those of you who made Hajj, you saw that. It's just shoulder by shoulder, men and women. When you make sujood, you'll be making sujood maybe near the feet of a sister. So there should be no perfume worn or used. Perfume is, or good smelling devices, things, can be used in all life, actually. It's nice. But here, don't do that. Okay, this is also an explanation of the rule that you do not use. Everything is explained, everything has a meaning. The Prophet also ordered us to separate girls from boys in the bed, for example, because this may lead, always think about what I'm saying here, it may lead to something not right, right? He said, whenever there is a chance that the boys and girls are a little bit growing, then separate them. And another hadith, he prohibited Muslim women to receive non-muhram at home without her husband or her son or her brother. Again, it's not distrust. It is a way to prevent something bad that may happen. And even a man came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, a Muslim companion, and there was going to be a battle, and he wanted to go for jihad. And he said, my wife wants to make pilgrimage, Hajj, but I want to go in jihad. So he wanted the Prophet to tell him which one is better. Go jihad, the highest. رأس سنام الإسلام الجهاد. The highest you can do, jihad. Or you accompany your wife to the Hajj. And he said, go with your wife to the Hajj. Not again, to make sure that nothing wrong would happen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from anything wrong that may happen as a result of our deeds. But we need to be careful and think about our deeds before we do them. And make sure what I am doing may not go leading to something wrong. To me, to my body, to myself, to my family, to my community, to the world. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is very close answering your call. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ahmaduhu subhanahu wa astaeenu. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. One of the rules I liked it so much is called the ta'assuf isti'mal al-haq, abuse of rights. You know, the evolution of the state governments around the world, especially the last century and this century, is making sure that citizens have rights. And community or society should not transgress on the individual rights. Okay. That's great. Islamic Sharia has been calling for that from day one, actually. And Islamic scholars pointed to that the Muslim community is very careful about the rights of the individual in society. It should be protected. However, the individual also should be careful about the rights of society. It's really two-way street. It's not I take, and I don't give. Or I do whatever I want to do, and I don't care about others. And here comes this rule, abuse of rights. You have rights. We mentioned them. But this doesn't mean that you achieve your rights and you want society to give you blank check on your rights while the individual is transgressing against society. And that's called ta'assuf, abuse. Example, I want a window in my house in one direction, but this may lead to my neighbor's private place. So, and we are talking, of course, about Muslim society, and I know in Dalton, Georgia, we don't have fences even. But in a Muslim setting, that a woman may want to get out, and, for example, not completely covered with clothes. Well, if you open a window, that's your right. I want fresh air. Okay. But this may transgress on your neighbor. Sharia says don't do that. Another example. I travel and, for example, there are faucets who are not working well. in my house, I don't care. And the faucets are, in fact, running water from them. It may soak the house, and especially our houses here are wooden houses. It may destroy the house, and even it may lead to some damage to your neighbor. Islamic Sharia says, no, this is abuse of rights. Okay. The Prophet ﷺ summarized this in one hadith in which he said, لا ضرر ولا ضرار أي لا ضرر عليك ولا على غيرك. Your actions should not lead to any harm to yourself or to others. I want to close with thinking or mentioning France and its president and freedom of expression. In fact, it belongs to this topic. Yes, the French civilization, especially after the French Revolution, against autocracy, dictatorship of the monarchy, etc., they established rights for people, and among them, the dearest really is the right of self-expression and freedom of opinions. I should have, as an individual, the freedom to express myself, anything, to society. There is no dictatorship here. Yes, according to this Islamic rule, it should not lead to harming others. So with these cartoons about the Prophet ﷺ, they really transgressed all the feelings of Muslims. Not only Muslims in France, but Muslims around the world. That's not right. You should not have free guarantee, free permission to say anything. Or it's in American law, it is libel, really, when slander and libel also. And even if it is based, if it's going to harm the feelings and the beliefs of other people, it should not be done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us knowledgeable about the rules of Sharia. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us living a prosperous life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who learn from his book and from the saying of the Prophet. Allahumma fil al-muslimin wal-muslimat wal-mu'minin wal-mu'minat الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا في صلاتكم يرحمكم الله. يستريد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا، ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور، الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فتور، ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. الله